In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Let us continue the morning services, and I will read for this sermon from St. Matthew, chapter 25, the first 13 verses in Jesus' name. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him." And all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, "Give us your oil, for our lamps are gone out." But the wise answered, saying, "Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell, and buy for yourself." And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterwards came also the other virgins, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he answered and said, "Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know not, neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh." I have come to this place feeling so weak and fearing. Can I hear the gospel and believe my sins forgiven? I want to believe. With the peace of God in our hearts, who carry here upon the way of death, he is happy and fortunate, he that traveleth here upon the foreign land to heaven. What made this person so happy is that when he has the love of God in his heart and the forgiveness of sins, that will not press the conscience and conscience anymore. The wedding invitation is heard. When your sins are forgiven, as we heard through the previous brother, then we have participation of God's love in our hearts and souls. And we are traveling away along the way of peace, along the heavenly way of these third day of these summer services. We have heard, even through the internet, that peace, that forgiveness of sins, the gospel, the peace that comes through the gospel, for as Jesus asked to send it out, the kingdom of God has approached. Repent and believe the gospel. This way, we are calling all people onto this road in that song that we sang in such beautiful words. When I think of myself and you and of that need that we have to always go to services and to summer services, we want to come into the care of God. Faith cometh through hearing. God's word is explained. God says, give your ways unto me. Give your ways and your needs to me. You travel friend, brother and sister, you have come bringing your needs with you there in everyday life. Your hands are folded when there are surprises. Then we turn on to God and into the care of the Lord bring your sorrows and worries. He that created you, he also gave you your soul as a gift, and he knows all your needs better than we ourselves. He helps and he can. From God we receive all help. Come here, all sorrow and depressed, lame, limping. The dear Savior is here, who can see your hearts and remembers. And the Bible teaches us of Jesus' love, and God's love reminds us, I want to seek for the lost ones. Bring here the lost ones. Strengthen the weak ones. And you prodigal sons, if you are listening, the service turns, sermons and speeches. You are longed for in the home of the Father. Do not think of the amount of sin that can feel oppressing, that no one will understand me. I cannot talk. Do not think of the sin, but that you were earlier, you were upon the narrow heavenly way, traveling with the children of God. Think only of this. You're upon the way of damnation, and you will be taken into the house of the Father with love. This text speaks of the final times. Before this text, Jesus writes. He writes about this matter. When he speaks, heaven and earth shall perish, but my words will not be lost. And no one knows of this day, nor the angels of heaven or me. Only my Father alone knows. Jesus opens this issue here a little, and he says that the moment the Son of the Father comes, it is a surprise. Two are in the middle field. One will be taken, and one will be left. Two will be grinding stone grain. One shall be taken up. Other will be left. Where are they taken up? They will be taken to meet the bridegroom into the heavenly wedding. There is a place reserved for them, a place at the table in the heavenly celebration. As it is for all those who will go there. Why were ones taken? God says, the Bible says, before, ahead of the person's life, there is life and death. Which one does he choose? It will be given unto him. A person has free will. Those that are taken up, they had done that selection. They had accepted the call from God's kingdom. They had kept faith and a good conscience. They had been preserved as God's children. They will be taken up into heaven's home. And Jesus answers here. He says, watch, for you do not know what day your Lord will come. This is a serious encouragement to watch at all times. It is a serious encouragement. Do you remember that time when Jesus said to his disciples, one of you will deceive me, betray me? What did the disciples do? They started to ask each one of themselves, is it me? They wanted to watch in their own faith and their own sake. And the Bible said, they are blessed who give themselves to be taught. Even for us, this recommendation or encouragement to watch. It is a timely encouragement because it concerns us today. When the Lord Jesus comes a second time, will he find faith here upon the earth? The times upon the earth will be so bad. If it was not lit up, even the selected ones would be lost. We have all noticed how sin rages around so close. The world addicts and takes and holds all of us. Those hooks are so close. They are in our own pockets. That internet is so timely. In many ways, the internet can be in our mobile phones. That is good and important. but there are many hooks or catches. The fall of sin, it brings forth thorns and needles. All the wounds that the thorns cause were once pressed on the head of Christ, and the weight of the thorns shed the blood of our Lord Christ, cleansing us our evil deeds. Here in this text, this is Jesus' own words to his own disciples. He speaks of God's kingdom, what it is from the inside, when he will be revealed here upon the earth for the second time. He will take example, he takes an example of an Eastern wedding feast. There's the house of the virgins where they are waiting for the bridegrooms. They're singing travel songs. And then there's a house of the bridegroom from which the bridegroom leaves with his entourage towards the house of the bride. And there they turn back to celebrate the wedding for many days. Here it speaks of the bridegroom came at night. The call was made. Many were awakened, the wise and the foolish, to meet the bridegroom. It was a rough moment for the foolish ones. They could not see to travel in the dark, and they said unto the wise, please give us some oil quickly so that we will not be left behind. The wise said, if we give our oil, we will also run out, and we cannot get any further. We cannot give you any. So the foolish ones were in a hurry to buy. But when they returned, the wise were not seen anywhere. They all had gone into the house of the bridegroom. That door had been closed. And they knocked and called to open the door. There was a voice came out, I do not know thee, go away. Oh no. They had thought that they were as good as those in the same kingdom traveling. They thought they were wise. Let us go through this text quickly through. Here it was spoken of the kingdom of heaven. In the book of Revelations it says, in chapter 21, are the words, I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God our heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. And he will dwell with them. And all can be moved here when they believe the gospel and their sins are forgiven. And all people that are born belong to this kingdom as virgins. They are transferred into the narrow way. I have been put here, and many others. Of the songwriter says, here below the Lord set a new Jerusalem into God's kingdom called and invited us to. Here into this God's kingdom, when we were transferred here, we received strength from God to become a child of God. We received the love from heaven into our hearts and the Holy Spirit's gift. They are strength for us upon the way to heaven. The Holy Word of God, of which Peter says, we have the strong prophetic word. We do good when we listen to it, of like a candle, gives light in the darkness. And this heavenly love, which is a love between the children of God, as we heard of the followers and the friends, and we have heard earlier. It is that love of God that first surrounds us. And as a fruit of faith, it drains, flows onto other near. And this Holy Spirit, it enlightens the Word to us personally. It shows us the way to heaven. It sanctifies us. Dear, always remember to be obedient unto the Holy Spirit. When we are obedient to the Spirit, we can. We receive His holiness. When everything is so good, and the Holy Spirit has sanctified us, we are heaven acceptable. We are heaven acceptable. And here is the division. Five were foolish, and five were wise. How were they wise and how were they foolish? They were wise in the fear of the Lord. The Bible tells us the foolish reject wisdom and doctrine. And what is this wisdom? It is the fear of God or fear of the Lord. And when we think, what separates us from God? It is sin. And for these foolish ones, they had sin on their conscience. They were in a hardened state. Their lamps had burned out. They had no feeling of sin, regret of sin. There is no fear. There is no fear for the sin. When there is no feeling or sin, then we do not need the gospel. Friday evening we had the introduction presentation. There is a good point to continue in my own service. How important it is for us as we travel, supporting or holding on to the grace gospel. It is the power of God. We must receive faith, strength from somewhere, and it comes from the gospel. It is the power of God for each one of us, for who those believe this unto salvation. The foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. The Bible says, he that always fears is happy, and he that hardens his heart, he will fall in accident. And the foolish experienced this. They had fallen onto an accident. But imagine this, however. There in the book of Revelations, the servants of the congregations, they had greetings from God. God had not forsaken all of them. He gave time to repent. You have broken that first love, and you have forgotten them, and I will give you time to repent and be diligent. And God's love still protected them. The Bible says, my spirit will not rebuke forever. In this serious text portion here. The wise took oil into their lamps. They had that light of lamp of faith, and they had oil, and it gave light. And they knew where the oil dish was. They were in the living participation of the congregation. If they slept or awakened, the condition of their heart was correct. The Bible tells us the secret of the Lord is in that they fear Him. The union will be revealed unto them. We have heard at these services yesterday the words of Jesus, he that loved me, he will keep my word and my commandments. And my Father loves him, and we will come unto him, and we shall live with him. The Lord Jesus, imagine, the Heavenly Father and Jesus, they live with us in our hearts. We are in a grace union, traveling in God's kingdom. We are the engaged spouse with Christ into his body. The wise had the Holy Spirit. This Spirit and the Holy Spirit and the oil. And when the call came out, they left together with the foolish to see the bride, meet the bridegroom. The reaction of the foolish when they noticed, now we need a lamp. We didn't consider it yet. We did not need it in the daytime. Why would we need it in the nighttime? But now we need it. Please give us some oil. The wise surely had love. Each one of us believing ones, children, we would preach the gospel with joy. It gives joy. The Holy Spirit, the oil cannot be given with oil or with the best will. But it comes with faith. And no one can come unto me, saith the Lord, if I do not draw him unto my side. And when God draws near and gives the grace of repentance and gives strength to become a child of God, as we already mentioned here, they receive the love from heaven through the Holy Spirit. Now they were without, and it could not be given. Why didn't God give? We heard through our dear brother just the time of visitation was over. The time of grace was over. We remember the time of Noah. They knocked on the door, but it was not opened anymore. Do you only have one blessing? If they cried in tears, they knocked. It was not opened. The third death, the eternal death, came, the separation from God, from the Heavenly Father. Dear brothers and sisters, we received many invitations of weddings for what are we going to put on to the wedding? What kind of dress will I put on for the wedding? These are temporal invitations. What is the other invitation? That when we are going to the heavenly wedding, to the wedding of the Lamb, the invitation has been sent. That we know when we go into temporal wedding, we put on our best clothes. That we would remember we have that gown of righteousness of Christ. It is the best gown, best clothing. We want to take care and wash and cleanse in the blood of the Lamb, the blood of Christ, as it says in the book of Revelations. These foolish virgins did not work in this way. The blood of Christ cleanses, even if the blood is not red or white, but it is red. The blood of Jesus was red. It is in the gospel message. It cleanses us of all sins. Dear listener, brothers and sisters, you remember. Remember to take care of this gown. It will be needed soon. It will not be a long time when the heavenly angels come calling you for you so you can fly into the heavens, into heaven. You poor children of God, you can uplift your hearts in Jesus' name and blood. in Jesus' name and blood. Your sins are forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. The journey is getting shorter all the time. I have a burning desire to get to this wedding in heaven. Can I believe my sins forgiven? I want to believe. Jesus says on the Sermon of the Mount, "Blessed are they who are pure in heart, for they shall see God." John writes in his first epistle, "He that has the hope to get to the wedding to see Jesus, he will cleanse himself as he is clean." This is the most important thing for us. I want to tell you this one experience. When we have a strong experience, or we can get goosebumps for a moment. I had such an experience a few years ago. I could drive a harvester in the field. There's a big field. It was a big harvester. The previous year had been lost. I sat in the harvester and the farmer told me, "Now everything is okay." A hot sunny day. Golden brown grains on the sheath. The dust flew. Everything is okay. There when I sat in the tractor, harvester, went into the corner, and we had to go back and forth. And I think that this farmer, he enjoyed. Some of the grain was still standing. Then my skin, I got goosebumps. That they were not gathered into the storage of heaven. The grain that was on the side that grew in the same field were not taken. They were not taken into the farm of heaven. And we heard through our dear brother, the foolish that were left here, there was a living word. But it had dried up, of which Yohani Ratama said so beautifully. The dryness will come if the heavenly moisture cannot sprinkle water from the bloody cloud of Edom, as we heard earlier. This gospel, I would like to say, it is the soul food. It is food of the Spirit. It is power of the Spirit. Let us always remember where our salvation and holiness, it is in these heavenly matters. Jesus is with us. He remembers and He prays. And He has promised to bless His children so that for Him and for His kingdom, Jesus was obedient to the congregation. We are obedient to Him, says the Bible. He is the reason for our salvation. And we can own this salvation. This gospel was the first power here upon the heavenly way. And again and again, we have found our cleanliness and peace. Let us remain in God's peace and believe all your sins and doubts forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. Jesus' name, amen.